The soul knows when you are ready for a spiritual awakening. When this happens, you may experience the following: a strong need to reflect. Start a meditation practice. Establish a connection with the spiritual realm. Connect with spirit guides. Feel the need to share experiences with like-minded people. Learn more about spirituality and its many topics. Feel anger towards social conditionings, government, and religions. You will discover that there are many different spiritual topics and it can be overwhelming to study them at first. Just navigating through the spiritual lingo can be challenging. Everyone uses their own terminology according to their understanding, and some make up a new term to help them stand out from the rest. For example, there are many ways to describe God, but in truth they are all the same. Descriptions of God: Spirit, the Source, Creative Force, Energy, Light, Love, Soul Essence, Oneness, Supreme Being. When a person awakens their consciousness, their ego becomes a tool that is used to navigate and enhance the awareness. The ego mind doesn't control them any longer because it moved out of the physical dimension and into the spiritual. As you grow in your journey, you'll receive more knowledge according to your consciousness growth. Spiritual knowledge will be offered to you in steps so that you won't feel overwhelmed. A good understanding of what the physical and the spiritual realm is can be very helpful during the beginning stages of your journey. Each realm consists of layers of reality, also referred to as dimensions or kingdoms. Some would say that there are 12 dimensions per realm, and others would argue that it's unlimited. After all, there are no limits to what can be created. Each realm has spirits of its own who we can correspond with. The astral realm, or psychic realm, known as 4D, is only one level above the physical dimension, which is known as 3D. Both dimensions correspond and interpenetrate each other. It is the dimension that psychics connect with. Some would also call this dimension the spiritual realm. Our soul, humanity, and the Earth are growing towards the next phase of their evolution. There will be a new version of Earth, and mankind will have transitioned into the soul kingdom. This ascension is reincarnation on an individual, collective, and cosmic scale. We are in the fourth version of Earth, preparing ourselves for the time of Aquarius to start. Esoterically and astronomically, this will begin in 2117. Humanity is going through this cuspal and transitional period, and it's a rocky ride. The 12 dimensions or kingdoms of mankind's evolution is explained as follows. The first dimension is also known as the mineral kingdom. It is the gateway between the macrocosm and the microcosm, with mineral, water, and genetic code. It's described as the physical world on a molecule level, with protons, electrons, nuclei, and quarks. It is the consciousness of Earth's physical prime atom. The second dimension is also known as the plant and animal kingdom, and it has the consciousness awareness on a biological level. It is home to the plant and animal kingdoms, with chemical beings that make up the body. The second dimension is home to fairies, devas, nature spirits, chemical beings, elementals, and demonic energies. The third dimension is also known as the human kingdom, and it's our physical realm with its corresponding astral planes. It's home to human consciousness. The maximum vibrations per second is 9,000. To expand our consciousness, we need to raise our vibrations. This dimension has knowledge about past, current, and future lives. The third dimension is the world of matter. The fourth dimension is the astral realm, also called the spiritual realm. It is the realm of the subconscious mind and our dream world. The spirits in the astral realm retain consciousness as feelings and thoughts based on feelings. This dimension has forces of light and darkness. The dark forces in this dimension can influence a person by matching the low frequency and vibration of negative thoughts and emotions. They can control and feed off fear and pain. By shifting your awareness to the light, you can raise your vibration and frequency, leaving the dark forces behind. In the fourth dimension, you find magic, time travel, karma, reincarnation, luck, psychic surgery, astral travel, mind reading, and spirits. It is also home to gods and goddesses of many religions, and hell and purgatory. We see the tunnel of light when we're dying as we move through this dimension and into the light of the fifth dimension. The vibration and frequency here is between 9,000 and 12,000 vibrations per second. The fourth dimension is the first stage of Christ consciousness, the reawakening to the awareness of your unity with God, following ascension. The fifth dimension is also called the soul kingdom. It is the etheric realm, also called heaven, and it is a dimension of spiritual truth. It is here where you'll experience the oneness of God and pure love, and all actions are based on love. Fear no longer exists in the fifth dimension. When you are here, you will have a body of light. The sixth dimension is the first dimension exclusively of light. It is the realm of sacred geometry, all languages, symbols, models, astrological and genetic codes. In this dimension, the consciousness is collective. This is the realm where the soul connects with its spirit by blending its energy field and consciousness. Beings on this level can choose a human-like form when it serves a purpose. Thought, sound, and color take a geometric form and a numerological meaning. The aura, thought forms, the astral plane and our spirit body, can be seen within this dimension. The awareness in this realm has an all-knowing capacity. The seventh dimension is the clear inner space and knowledge from consciousness itself. It is home to bodhisattvas, a being who is well on its way to become a Buddha, and it's home to the angels. The spirits in this realm come in many forms and they help humanity. It is the dimension of true love and the selfless mind. The eighth dimension. Beings home to this dimension exist as huge bodies of consciousness and they work together as a unit. These spirits can divide their consciousness. This dimension is known as the realm of void because of the absence of sounds as an individual expression. This realm contains the evolutionary blueprints for our soul. The ninth dimension is the cosmic realm, the realm of form. It is here where formless transitions to form. It is the dimension of planetary, stellar, galactic, universal, and dimensional consciousness. Creation of a hierarchical structure takes place in this realm. It is the last dimension where a light being can experience consciousness separate from the collective consciousness at will. The tenth dimension is a conscious entity and a formless universe. The awareness in this dimension is called the cosmic or Christ consciousness. It is the dimension of the light, white light, light of creation, and the living truth. It provides the structure for spiritual law for the universe. The tenth dimension is where our spirit comes into existence. From here we can project our consciousness into any form in the universe. The 11th dimension consists of two distinct beings in one, like yin and yang. It is the creations between God the Mother and God the Father as spirits, forms, and universes. The universe self-governs and self-maintains to evolve. Its capacity to learn and grow is boundless. This dimension is the universal world tree or tree of life that oversees evolution. The 12th dimension is a gateway between our universe and the multiverse. It is home to beings who guide and regulate the contact between the universe and the earth. The 12th dimension includes and exceeds all infinities. It is the source.